From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young at NPR in Washington, D.C. today. It's Here and Now. In a moment, a scholar of gender studies with what started as an office debate and turned into a fascinating conversation. Is Beyoncé a feminist?
But first, to the widespread fires in Southern California. They're still burning due to hot temperatures and dry, windy conditions. Conditions that are also making it hard to extinguish the flames. Daniel Berlant is a spokesman for California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. And Daniel, given the drought all across California, how are you fighting this fire?
Water is definitely an issue this year. One of the reasons the state is really trying to get residents to conserve water is our main tactic to suppress wildland fires. So we need water to put out fires in emergencies.
The water that you're using, is it coming from rivers, reservoirs? Is it ever ocean water?
Typically, we will use fresh water. The salt water can oftentimes corrode our equipment. But rivers, reservoirs, lakes, ponds, streams, anywhere where we can get a water source, oftentimes it may be even a swimming pool. We also do use techniques, though, and really during our containment of fires, try to limit the amount of water we are using to ensure that obviously we have that water for emergency situations.
And how do you find the balance? I mean, if you need water for agriculture and for people to drink, but you also need it to put out a fire, how are you deciding where to get the water, how much water to use?
It is a huge balance. Now, obviously, you know, public safety comes first. Putting out fires, protecting life and property is paramount. But conservation is the message right now. We have got to conserve water because we've got to have water for these fires. And we're only in the month of May. Conditions are only going to get drier. And so the need for water to attack fires is going to go up. Now, already this year, since January 1st, we've responded to about a 100% increase in the number of wildfires. And that is because it is just so dry here.
The water that you're using to try to put out the fires is being dropped from above sometimes. Are you using helicopters? Are these airplanes, military transport planes?
Well, our air tankers, the fixed-wing aircraft, do use a retardant solution that includes water, a good percentage of water. Our helicopters pick up water out of the buckets and out of their tanks from nearby ponds or reservoirs. Our fire engines can pump water out of streams, can pump water out of swimming pools. So wherever we can find a closed water source, we're going to use it. We train very hard right now, and especially this year because of the low water sources and water levels. Some of the areas that we've traditionally used as water supplies may not be available, and so we may have to go further to find that water.
And are there times that you will just use a chemical flame retardant and no water at all?
Our air tankers do drop a retardant solution ahead of the fire, pre-treating the grass and the brush and the trees that the retardant drops on, allowing the fire to really slow down and allowing the firefighters on the ground to come in using direct water to put out that fire. So it's a combination of both, but again, the key is water.
Even though, as you've said, the priority is putting the fire out, I imagine there are sometimes concerns about the chemicals used in the flame retardant. So how do you balance that safety health concern?
We have spent years studying fire retardant and ensuring that we're using the most effective tool and also making sure that it's as environmentally friendly as possible. Part of our policy is unless there's immediate life threatened, we don't drop near a waterway. We want to keep that retardant out of the waterway. In many cases, the retardant actually has a fertilizer to help the grass and the vegetation regrow after the fire and do as little damage to the environment as possible. But it is a balance. So again, life and property and protecting natural resources, our trees, our water, our air, those are all priorities for us when we battle these fires.
And Daniel, I imagine that since this fire season is starting early for you, that means you may be fighting fires for many, many months to come. So this could just be the beginning of a very long and difficult firefighting season.
Absolutely. We started hiring seasonal firefighters in Northern California in January. That typically occurs in April. In Southern California, fire season really never ended last year. We transitioned right into the year, continuing responding to fires, and we kept all of our seasonal firefighters on duty all winter long. So fire season definitely started much earlier. And until we get rainfall, which is not expected until fall, the next several months could be very busy for us.
Daniel Berlant is a spokesman for California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Daniel, thank you and be safe.
Thank you.